that we cannot afford to cap RINs because that it's just not a good situation.
Claremont, Minnesota-based ethanol company Alcorn Clean Fuel CEO Randy Doyle says on the surface, what the oil industry is trying to do by capping renewable identification numbers doesn't look that damaging. But in reality, it's an attempt to avoid using ethanol.
Sounds almost reasonable, right? You put a cap on the price of these things, and that's not a big deal. But it is a big deal when you realize that, you know, capping the price at a dime, what those oil industry folks are trying to do is set the price to buy the credit so they don't have to blend. So instead of creating additional demand, which is what the RFS is about, this destroys demand.
Doyle says if the oil companies would blend the ethanol, they would get the RINs for free.
That's what we've been trying to tell folks. You know, as a matter of fact, here at, in Claremont, we've just invested $146 million to expand our plant so that we can make more of those free RINs, because every gallon that we produce has a RIN attached to it, and we give it away for free. And all these guys have to do is blend to be able to get the RINs.
Canada and